It's time for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Thanks, Craig. Baby, it's cold outside. It's what, 27 this morning?
Depends on where you live. It's like 24.
Well, it was 27 in my bedroom, so that's what I'm going with. Yeah, very cold. I almost went back inside and put on long pants, but I decided I'd still go with the shorts. You know, this is the second day in a row I've been wearing my Celtic shorts from the 1970s. So, my ball huggers, as I like to call them.
It's 31 in Dallas, 28 in Fort Worth, 23 in Denton.
That's what I'm talking about.
23. Yeah, I didn't do any work with dripping faucets or anything like that. See, I'm with George here. You just hand wave that away, and it can't touch you.
I don't think
31's going to do that to you.
Not cold enough for that.
No, 23.
You don't live in Denton, though.
Yeah.
You don't need to drip your faucets.
Yeah, I live in Denton. Making that drive every day is tough. Because I arrived here on my motorcycle wearing my ball huggers.
What's the coldest you will ride in?
68. I'll ride in the 50s.
Okay.
I've ridden in that before. You can bundle up.
Yeah. Get your helmet on. That's keeping your head warm.
Yeah, you got the helmet and all that. But when it's hot, that's the biggest beating. You got to wear all that gear.
Yeah.
And then it's hot, and then you're sitting on a motorcycle, which is emitting heat.
Right.
It's a special kind of torture.
I bet around here, when it's 100, I bet that's...
Yeah.
You can't do it.
Yeah. It's no fun to ride. Okay, so this is weather-related, this story. Could you imagine being in the middle of a 100-vehicle pileup? It happened in Michigan yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, man.
It was a snowstorm that was fueled by the Great Lakes, which they generate snowstorms, those ridiculous Great Lakes. Don't you think that's a design flaw by God? It's like you shouldn't allow lakes to be that big. They should be relabeled oceans.
I'd say it's more a design flaw by us building cities on the east side of a lake.
Yeah, that wind.
Like Buffalo or Cleveland. I guess Cleveland's south, but on that side of the lake, that's going to take the brunt of the lake effect snow.
So they had to close I-196 in both directions as they worked to remove all of those vehicles. That's a lot of cars to remove. 30 semi-trailer trucks. Semis.
Mm-hmm.
I thought a semi-tractor trailer.
We know what you're talking about. They're trucks. They're 18-wheelers.
Yeah, but I'm just wondering. Why do we call them semis again? Because they come in two pieces?
Maybe.
Why do we call them semis again?
Because it's a semi-truck.
Because the cargo part is a semi-trailer, meaning it only has wheels on the back half, the semi part, and relies on the front-mounted tractor for support, unlike a full trailer with wheels at both ends.
Wait a second, but I've always called those things that, like, landscapers pull, I've always called those trailers. But those are really semis, right? Because they have wheels only on the back.
They're classified as a trailer.
No, the picture I'm looking at, what you're describing, is a full trailer truck.
What?
What you describe, like a landscaper pulling a trailer... According to this AI definition, that's a full trailer truck because the truck on front is a full truck.
Yeah, but the truck on the front of a semi is also a full truck. It's got four wheels, more than four wheels.
But AI disagrees.
Yeah.
It's just very confusing. I thought that I was referring to the trailer portion of it. You said that it's called a semi-trailer because the trailer only has wheels on the back. I'm saying a landscaping trailer also only has wheels on the back.
Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah.
So it's also a semi-trailer. What were we talking about?
Oh, boy.
Indiana football?
we were.
Yeah, they were going about 20 miles an hour when the pileup occurred. So everybody was having to go very slow because you couldn't really see. So one dude who was involved in the 100-car pileup said he was able to stop his pickup safely. but he had to hurry and scurry off the road to the median because he's worried about getting hit from behind. And that, to me, is the scariest scenario. It's not locking them up and then watching the thing that you're about to hit. It's the looking in the rearview mirror and watching someone else lock up and realize that you're about to be hit.
Yes.
Well, I had that happen once and had to basically drive into the ditch. And if we would have stayed where we were, a semi would have gone into us.
Yeah, what was that story? When was that?
We had taken a trip to Louisiana. We'd gone over a hill. I think it was on I-20. And it was just went into a just a total stop down. But you couldn't see it until you got over the hill.
Yeah, until you crested the hill.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I was in probably a 25-car pileup on 183. This is 30 years ago. It's that time of the year when you're going west on 183, you're going directly into the sun. And I could barely see the car in front of me, and they could see hardly the car in front of them, and so on and so on. And I just saw the brake lights go on. Guy locked him up. I locked him up. I hit that car. Did what you were saying, look in the rearview mirror. Guy behind me hit me. And I remember in the insurance debate, I was at fault. I had to pay the guy in front of me, and the person behind me had to pay for my repairs. It seems like none of us should have had to pay for anything other than, well, not even the guy in front. He probably was total accident, blinded by the sun.
Well, then who's going to pay for it?
God.
What? I was in a one car pileup one time. That sucked. I had to pay for it. So that happened. Let me ask you this. A legislator, should they have to know civics in order to do their job?
What do you mean by civics?
Well, you have to know civics in order to graduate high school. You have civics tests, and you have to pass tests. To become a U.S. citizen, those people have to be able to pass a civics test and answer questions about the government, learn stuff, know it, be able to pass a test. But lawmakers do not. It's just wide open. You can elect whoever you want to be. If you can win a popularity contest that results in a vote, then you can be a person who makes our laws and runs our government. Can be in the executive branch as well.
Sure.
Well, in Nebraska, a group of state senators there, and it's a bipartisan group, they said that they have the idea, they want to write into law that new members of their legislature have to pass a 20-question civics test and post the scores online.
Okay.
I'm okay with that.
I am too. I think it's a great idea. I think now they have some face-saving mechanisms here for their lawmakers. You don't even have to pass to be in the legislature. You just have to take the test, and then the individual answers will remain confidential, but the raw scores will be listed, I guess, not associated with the lawmaker's name. So I think that's weak.
Yeah. I get not having to pass, but we should all know how you did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think every senator and congressperson's scores ought to be posted online in the national legislature.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yes.
There'd be, I would say, 2/3 of our lawmakers would be sweating their asses off knowing that their scores would be posted.
That they don't even know the basics of government. But they got elected because they were good at talking trash.
Yeah.
That's what's wrong with America, is that we reward the ones who can talk the most trash.
Right.
That's what we watch debates for, is to see
who gets
the biggest mic drops, who can really score.
Who has the most dunks.
Right. Who can dunk on the other one the most. Would you like a little civics quiz? What does the Constitution do? What does the Constitution
do?
Yes.
Guarantees us certain rights?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good answer.
Yeah. Okay, good answer.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Thank you. Good answer.
I'm guessing that's wrong.
No, it's basic. I mean, okay. It defines our system of government is okay. The basic overarching answer. What is the economic system of the U.S.?
Guarantees us certain money.
What? What would you say is our economic system here in the U.S.?
I guess capitalism.
Good answer, Giorgio. Wins. To whom does the Constitution grant the power to declare war?
Congress, I guess.
Yeah.
That's correct. What amendment allowed 18-year-olds the right to vote? Ooh, that's a toughie.
Boy, now we're getting into the numbers.
Yeah, I don't know all my numbered amendments.
It's 26. I wouldn't have known that.
Yeah. Wow, no idea.
What did Susan B. Anthony do?
Well, she wound up on some sort of dollar.
She did that. He's right. That's
some
a good answer.
Sort of dollar.
Rushing title, maybe?
No, she didn't win a rushing title.
She was the first woman in this country to hold an office.
No. She fought for women's rights.
Oh, well, okay.
Which I think is really important.
We all
Craig.
Agree with that.
All right.
What did the Declaration of Independence do? Boy, these are basic.
Declared our independence from Britain.
Uh-huh. The way they worded is even more childish. Said the U.S. is free.
Said?
Okay. Yeah. Who's conducting this test?
Said.
Who was president during World War I? That's the last one I'll give you.
Woodrow Wilson?
Yeah.
Correct. Actually, I'll give you one more. We elect a U.S. senator for how many years? So how many years are they?
Six.
What is their term? You sounded very confident.
I think six.
That is correct.
Okay, very good.
Boy, you guys could be Nebraska legislators. Wow.
See, okay. We should be running the country.
I know. You're doing great. I also think that it would be interesting. I mean, we're U.S. citizens, right? Because we were born here.
Right.
And it's amazing how arrogant that makes some of us, like we've earned this thing.
Right.
You know, I'm a U.S. citizen. And we like to dunk on people who weren't born here. Who want to become this, but I don't know. I don't know about you, man.
Yeah, have them take that citizens test,
yeah,
citizenship test, and see how they do.
We ought to be put through it. You heard the three of us sit here and struggle with a few of these answers.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there's just a little observation of our world.
We should be running the government because we know what the Declaration of Independence said.
That's right. It said we are free.